Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled The Christian First Aid Kit was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
The Holy Spirit was making intercession through me and praying for people, and I began to recognize that God will show you things to come. God will give you revelation. And I pray in tongues a lot. And brothers and sisters, I'm just saying that this is one of the keys. Jesus emphasized this more during these three chapters, talking to his disciples the night before his crucifixion, than anything else that he talked about. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is one of the most powerful things you can possibly have. And sad to say, some people had it. They received it. They got a little goosebump. They got an excitement. It gave them a confidence that they got it. And once they got it, they hadn't used it since. You need to get to where you don't ever get over getting the Holy Spirit. You ought to be so excited about the Holy Spirit in your life. You ought to be listening. You need to listen. You need to expect to be led. Now, there's a lot of things that need to be balanced with this. You can't just take any feeling that comes to you. And there's a lot of things that probably need to be said to balance this. But I just hadn't got time today to do everything. But I'm just saying that the Holy Spirit is sent to lead us into all truth, to teach us all things, bring all things to our remembrance, to show us things to come, to convict us of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And yet we aren't yielding to the Holy Spirit. We are living by our own strength and power, walking under our own ability, using our own logic and messing everything up, and then running to God, asking God to fix it. Man, it'd be much better to prevent it. It'd be much better to just hear the Lord saying, this is the way, walk in it and follow Him and avoid all of these problems. Amen or oh me. We need to be dependent upon the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to be center point in our life, a focus. We need to be expecting the Holy Spirit to speak to us. If you would listen to that still, small voice on the inside of you, He would save your bacon. He would keep you from getting in trouble. The Holy Spirit will make you look good. Amen? This example I was talking about in China, it turned out, you know, within 24, 48 hours, everybody saw the wisdom of it. And everybody thought, man, that was good what you did. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I didn't know why I did it. I just didn't feel peace. I've learned to follow that. And you know what? The Holy Spirit makes you look good. I made a decision that exposed me to a man with 200,000 churches that I wouldn't have had otherwise. I'd have missed that if I'd have just gone by the plan that we had. Man, it's important that you listen to the Holy Spirit. What are we missing that God is wanting to do in your life? How many times have people just gone out and married the first person they lusted after and didn't follow the witness of the Holy Spirit? And you put your whole life to where you're in jeopardy and struggling because you didn't listen and follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. How many times have we gone out and done business deals, taken jobs, done things because this seemed like the wisdom to do, but you didn't feel right about it in your heart? How many people are in here today that are just going through the motions, and yet in your heart, like what Wendell's talking about, you really desire to go to a Bible college or to do something? You don't want to just be doing the same thing 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and yet you're afraid and you're letting fear and the fact that we have 10 mortgages going and we're in debt up to our ears, and so we just continue down this path that we're on, and you're going against what's in your heart and against the leading of the Holy Spirit, and your life is messed up. It's going to lead to a divorce, to a breakdown, a heart attack. You're overtaxed, and yet we just violate all of this and continue to walk down this road, and the Holy Spirit speaking to you and trying to tell you that there's something more, and we don't listen. I tell you, it's just crazy the way that people live. I'm trying to encourage us today that the Holy Spirit is the greatest gift that God ever gave to the body of Christ. He is sent to lead us into all truth, to show us these things, show us things to come. It's better than having Jesus physically present with you, and yet most of us don't value the Holy Spirit that way. We don't listen to the Holy Spirit. And because of it, we're paying a price. Man, we need to change it. Today would be a great day to change it. Today would be a great day to say, Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit, and I want to yield to the Holy Spirit. I want to listen. Teach me how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Teach me how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Teach me how to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Man, that ought to be your response to this. It ought to make every one of us want to be more under the control and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And if you'll do that, the Holy Spirit will make you look good. The Holy Spirit would change your life. If you don't get up in the morning just excited about what a great day, I can guarantee you, you hadn't found God's will for your life. God's plan for your life will be satisfying. It will bless you. It will make you to where you are excited about life and you have enthusiasm about the future. The Holy Spirit's got more for you than what most of us are doing, and yet most people just aren't following the Holy Spirit. We're following the way our parents did it, the way that everybody else is doing. We're plugged into the carnal world and letting it dominate us. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is with you. If He isn't in you, He can get in you today. We can solve that problem. He wants to inhabit you. He wants to give you leadership. And once you receive, if you will just learn to respond to the Holy Spirit will change your life. Praise God. You know, I know some of you don't, you aren't impressed with us and our ministry, and that's okay. But you know what? I remember when Jamie and I were starving. I remember when we struggled. It looked like, if we would have died, people, it would have taken weeks for them to find us. We didn't have a phone. Nobody could have called. They'd have just had to smell us and come around. We were just going nowhere, and it looked like we were never going to succeed. And yet we just yielded to the Lord and the Word and the Holy Spirit, and God has done miraculous things in our life. He has changed our life. We are seeing people's lives change. These testimonies that we've heard about of the healing through the internet and through these meetings. Did you know these are lives that are changed because of things that we did 20, 30, 40 years ago seeking the Lord? It's all the Holy Spirit. I am convinced that every one of us, you may not be called to be in ministry or be on television. You may not be called to do what I'm doing, but God wants to take every life in here and lead you in a direction that is going to make you feel so satisfied, so fulfilled. There are people that you can reach that I'll never reach. Man, we spend millions and millions and millions of dollars on television and radio, and yet every person in here knows people that'll never hear of me. I'll never impact their life. You have people that you contact every day that you could be used by the Holy Spirit to touch them and to change their life. And yet many of us just are so busy with all the things we're doing, we don't yield to the Holy Spirit. I tell you, you could turn that around. You could make a decision today. Let the Holy Spirit start leading you, show you the purpose for your life. Start fulfilling it and make it so that, man, there's people's lives changed because of what the Holy Spirit's doing in your life. Every one of you, whether you're in full-time ministry or not, you ought to be a channel for the Holy Spirit to go out and release His life into this world. And yet it's not working that way in the body of Christ, primarily because we aren't being led by the Holy Spirit. We're being led by our emotions, led by all of the junk and the bad news on television and radio. I'm telling you, we need to make some changes. And so today would be a great day to make that decision and just commit yourself that you're going to let the Holy Spirit start flowing through you. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Anybody in here feel a need to respond better to the Holy Spirit? I do. All of us should. You know, let me say that if you aren't born again, you first of all have to be born again before you can receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's always going to point you to Jesus. And you've got to receive Jesus before you receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the one who gives the Holy Spirit. You can't access the Holy Spirit without Jesus. So if you aren't born again, you must be born again. And then once you get born again, Jesus said, don't go anywhere, don't tell anybody, don't do anything until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You need to receive the Holy Spirit. And part of the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues. I know that that's not all that there is to it. There are people that are opposed to that. But I tell you, this is one of the reasons that Satan fights it so hard is because of the things I've talked about today. When you start speaking in tongues, it doesn't make sense to your physical mind. It's not your mind praying, it's your spirit praying. And this is the reason it's so powerful. Because for you to continue to speak in tongues, more than just say one word as an exclamation, because you got a goosebump going up and down your spine. If you speak in tongues on a continual basis, I guarantee you your physical mind is going to fight it. You're going to say, this is foolish. I don't understand. And you will have doubt and unbelief rise up. And for you to persist speaking in tongues, you have to get beyond the carnal, out of the natural, and take a step into faith, or you will quit praying in tongues. And that's why the Bible says in Jude chapter 1, verse 20, that you build up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you build up yourself on your most holy faith. That's showing that there are different amounts of faith that you can operate in. You operate in your most holy faith. The next verse says you keep yourself in the love of God. You don't have to ask God to encourage you and build you up. He's already given you the Holy Spirit. Pray in tongues and it'll keep you in the love of God. It'll keep you stirred up. It'll keep you excited about God. You need to be speaking in tongues. If you don't have that gift, you need to receive it. And I believe there's people in here who have it who haven't been using it. That's a separate issue. But first of all, you've got to receive it before you can use it. Is there anybody in here today who would say, man, I don't have this gift of speaking in tongues. I haven't received it, but I'd like to receive it. Would you pray with me? Anybody here like that? Here's a few people back here. Praise the Lord. People all over. Anybody else?
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled The Christian First Aid Kit. This six-part series was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1070C for CD or R3213D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RSK20C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to call our helpline. We have some tremendous people answering the phone, some of my best friends, and every single person on the phones has been taught, and we see miraculous things happen. I mean, I could spend a lot of time talking about the testimonies, but the bottom line is that there is help available to you. Not only can you get the materials if you'll ask for them, but there's people that can pray with you, there's people that can answer your questions, and they would love to be able to help you any way they can. We're open from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. every weekday, except a holiday. Our number is 719-635-1111. That's 719-635-1111.